The Spider Sweeper. Kumo Harai balanced a fat-bellied spider on the end of an old twiggy broom. He was hurrying to reach the persimmon tree before the creature leapt to the ground and scrambled away. Morning spiders were always taken to the same tree and carefully placed in its craggy branches. Everyone knew that they were good luck and should never be harmed. Kumo Harai could boast, if he were the man to do such a thing, that in his 3 years of working at the temple, he had never killed or injured a single morning spider. His kindness, though, embraced even the night spiders, which were all thieves and should be crushed beneath a tightly woven sandal. These creatures he feared. Placing his palms together as he saw the monks do every day, he bowed, recited some pieces of the Heart Sutra he'd managed to memorize, and left the night spiders entirely alone. It had never occurred to the young man that they could possibly be the same exact creature. It was early, and he was depositing a green and yellow harlot spider on a low branch the first time he heard the voice behind his ear. Kumo Harai. It was his lover, who had been gone for 6 days. Excitement swelled in his chest and he spun around. But there was no one there, only a wet early morning mist settling into the leafy ground, and beyond that, the old wooden temple, its paper doors pushed open. He could see the monks filing quietly into the main hall for meditation. A bronze bell rang in low waves across the graveyard, and Kumo Harai's heart broke for the second time. Kumo Harai, the voice whispered again. Kumo Harai, the Spider Sweeper. It wasn't his real name, but it was what everyone called him ever since the monks of Yamaoku Temple had taken him in. It was his job. He was just one of too many children, a boy who didn't work particularly hard at anything, who would rather stare at a cloudless sky half the day than mend a broken geta of a beautiful woman. But still, he was attractive enough for the go-betweens in town to seek out his parents and attempt to arrange marriages for him. But no matter how much status or money the offering family had, Kumo Harai, much to his parents' shame, always fled the requests. The young man was eventually taken to the local soothsayer, who deemed him one of those poor souls who were bound to loneliness their entire lives. He would need more than he would ever give, she explained.